Chapter 15. And he continued building houses for himself in the city of David. And he went on to prepare a place for the ark of the true God and pitch a tent for it. It was then that David said, No one is to carry the ark of the true God but the Levites, for they are the ones whom Jehovah has chosen to carry the ark of Jehovah and to minister to him to time indefinite. Then David congregated all Israel at Jerusalem to bring the ark of Jehovah up to its place that he had prepared for it. And David proceeded to gather the sons of Aaron and the Levites, of the sons of Kohath, Uriel the chief and his brothers, 120, of the sons of Merari, Asaiah the chief and his brothers, 220, of the sons of Gershom, Joel the chief and his brothers, 130, of the sons of Elisaphan, Shemaiah the chief and his brothers, 200, of the sons of Hebron, Eliel the chief and his brothers, 80, of the sons of Aziel, Aminadab the chief and his brothers, 112. Furthermore, David called Zadok and Abiathar the priests and the Levites, Uriel, Asaiah, and Joel, Shemaiah, and Eliel, and Aminadab. And he went on to say to them, You are the heads of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, you and your brothers, and you must bring the ark of Jehovah the God of Israel up to the place that I have prepared for it. Because at the first time you did not, Jehovah our God broke through against us, for we did not search after him according to the custom. So the priests and the Levites sanctified themselves to bring up the ark of Jehovah, the God of Israel. Then the sons of the Levites began to carry the ark of the true God, just as Moses had commanded by Jehovah's word, upon their shoulders with the rods upon them. David now said to the chiefs of the Levites to station their brothers the singers with the instruments of song, stringed instruments and harps and cymbals, playing aloud to cause a sound of rejoicing to arise. Accordingly, the Levites stationed Heman, the son of Joel, and of his brothers Asaph, the son of Berechiah, and of the sons of Merari, their brothers Ethan, the son of Kasheah, and with them their brothers of the second division Zechariah, Ben, and Jaaziel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Anai, Eliab, and Benaiah, and Maasiah, and Mattathiah, and Eliphelehu, and Micneiah, and Obed-Edom, and Jeiel, the gatekeepers, and the singers, Heman, Asaph, and Ethan, with the copper cymbals to play aloud. And Zechariah, and Aziel, and Shemiramoth, and Jehiel, and Anai, and Eliab, and Maasiah, and Benaiah, with stringed instruments, tuned to Alamoth, and Mattathiah, and Eliphelehu, and Micneiah, and Obed-Edom, and Jeiel, and Azaziah with harps, tuned to Sheminith to act as directors, and Kenaniah, the chief of the Levites, in carrying, he giving instruction in carrying, for he was expert, and Berechiah and Elkanah, the gatekeepers for the ark, and Shebaniah, and Joshaphat, and Nathanael, and Amasai, and Zechariah, and Benaiah, and Eliezer, the priests, loudly sounding the trumpets before the ark of the true God, and Obed-Edom, and Jehiah, the gatekeepers for the ark. And David and the older men of Israel, and the chiefs of the thousands, came to be the ones walking along to bring up the ark of the covenant of Jehovah from the house of Obed-Edom with rejoicing. And it came about, when the true God helped the Levites while carrying the ark of the covenant of Jehovah, that they proceeded to sacrifice 7 young bulls and 7 rams. And David was dressed in a sleeveless coat of fine fabric, and also all the Levites carrying the ark and the singers, and Kenaniah the chief of the carrying by the singers. But upon David there was an ephod of linen. And all the Israelites were bringing up the ark of the covenant of Jehovah with joyful shouting, and with the sounding of the horn, and with trumpets, and with cymbals, playing aloud on stringed instruments and harps. And it came about that when the ark of the covenant of Jehovah came as far as the city of David, Michal, Saul's daughter, herself looked down through the window, and got to see King David skipping about and celebrating. And she began to despise him in her heart.